One. All right, it's another Saints Happy Hour quick shot, where me and Andrew talk a Saints topic for 10 minutes, and then the clock cuts us off and we're done. This week, we're talking Saints wide receivers. They don't have Cooks anymore, obviously, Andrew. They brought in Ted Ginn from the Panthers. Yeah. So they have Ted Ginn, Snead, Michael Thomas as the top three. We'll get to the fourth and fifth guys in a moment. We'll have some Camp Hero stuff and Brandon Coleman. But as far as the top three, let's start with Michael Thomas. My question with Michael Thomas, and we touched on this a little bit when we talked about if can the offense be better in 2017. The question with Michael Thomas is, if he's healthy, is he going to get better? And if he gets better, how much better is he going to be? Because if you tell me he's going to be about the same, but he's going to be a little bit better, that's still great. But if you tell me he's going to a level of like Julio, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, if you tell me he's going to go there, then I'm telling you the Saints offense is going to destroy people.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what his ceiling is. I think it's hard for him to be Beckham or Brown because he's not slippery enough. I don't think he's one of those receivers that has that next level acceleration where if he's in single coverage, he's just embarrassing someone. I think Michael Thomas's gifts, other than just his ridiculous hands, is his ability to run people over. Just his ability after the catch, is, especially as a rookie, is incredible. And I think as he gets stronger legs and more power, I think he's just going to break more tackles. So that's a real gift. And then I would say, besides that, I would just say his ability to catch the football in tight quarters. And I think when Drew Brees is your quarterback, that's huge.
Okay. Not that he's the same. Not that he's the same player, because they're different positions and different types of players at all. But Jimmy Graham in 2011, 99 catches, 1,310 yards, 11 touchdowns. Can Michael Thomas get to that? Because if he gets to that, the Saints offense the Saints 2017 offense will be the Death Star. I guarantee. Like.
It's tough. I don't think he's the matchup nightmare that Graham is in the red zone. But yeah. when you look at his stats, I mean, he had 92 catches. 1,137 yards and 9 touchdowns. And I mean, honestly, the Saints, I don't know that they really knew what they had until about week three. You know, there were a couple weeks there where he caught a handful of balls, but week three, is really kind of when they were like, okay, we need to get him
but
the ball
I
more
will
often.
Say this, and this is not just to toot your horn because you're on the podcast and I like you. Andrew goes to the green, we would go to the Greenbrier and like watch practice. And last year, Andrew called me up in the middle of the summer and was like, dude, Michael Thomas is going to be the best receiver the Saints ever had. Like, I watched the practice with him, and he's that good. Like, you were gushing about him. I mean, fans were gushing about him, before and during training camp. But, like, when they saw him in the game after the first preseason, you were, like, on it. Like, during – like, you saw one practice with him, and you were like, oh, my God. He's on.
Well, I think when there's guys that are that dominant, you know it. You see it right away. And it's – I think any fan that would have been at that practice and – seeing what it's one thing when a guy makes like one spectacular catch, but when a guy's making one-handed catch after one-handed catch and he's consistently embarrassing the guy covering him, now in hindsight that should have been a clue into how bad the Saints corners were last year as well.
Well, that's the double-edged sword of training camp practices.
That's right. But still, I mean, as a rookie, you could see it immediately. You knew, like, this guy is going to be really special. And it turned out to be the case.
So, other receivers. Willie Snead, according to PFF, was killer in the slot. I think he's fine. I think he's kind of an underrated matchup nightmare. He doesn't have a contract, but he's going to get – they're going to give him a contract. The contract extension that he's going to get is pretty much already set. Jeremy Curley and other guys got it. It's like 3 or 4 years for like $13 million, $13 to $16 yeah. million. Like the parameters are pretty much set.
He's just a great route runner, especially underneath. And so I think when you look at timing, I just don't think Breeze had great timing chemistry with Cooks. Snead is a little bit stronger, so he can get off the press a little better. And he's just a great route runner, and especially underneath.
Is it fair to say that Snead is Breeze's guy, like when it's third down and six?
Oh, absolutely. He trusts him. Yeah. He's just a guy where he's like, I know if I throw it low, if I throw it high, if I throw it anywhere, like he's going to go get it. I definitely think he trusts him.
And
this is no slight. Yeah, it's no slight to Cooks, but I just think with Cooks, they really tried to force things that he couldn't really do. I think Cooks in New England in the slot, if he has a taller quarterback, you know, he can just from the throwing angles that Tom Brady has, I just think it's going to be easier to maximize Cooks. I just think he was a little bit miscast in New Orleans, and a part of it is just the chemistry with a shorter quarterback and a shorter receiver. Snead is shorter too, but he just has a different game, and yeah. I just think he reminds me he's like a stronger Lance Moore.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks, he wasn't really twitchy and good in space, you know?
Yeah,
like he's small,
and that's really what this offense needs.
And you think of him that way, but he's not that way. Like he's not a bubble screen guy. He's not a let's run a reverse. Like he's
that's,
not that.
That's why if Kamara is a hit, I think he's way more valuable to this quarterback in this offense.
So Ted Ginn is going to be a Twitter superstar for the Saints because he's either catching 70-yard bombs or he's dropping 70-yard bombs. Like
he's Devery Henderson. He's Meacham.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be fine. He's going to be Ted Ginn. He's going to catch 60 balls. He's going to make...
The only thing I'll say about Ginn that surprised me is the Panthers bloggers have been telling me, you know, everyone thinks he's a deep threat, but the reason he's caught 700 yards the last couple of years is he's really developed as a receiver.
Yeah.
And he's gotten a lot better at the intermediate route. So it'll be interesting to see if the Saints kind of make Ted Ginn like the deep guy only, or if maybe they do utilize some of his other strengths.
We only have about 2.5 minutes left. So fourth receiver guy, we got Brandon Coleman, who Saints fans, some kind of reason they hate him, but yep. He's undrafted free agent. He's carved out a career, and I don't want Brandon Coleman. If he had to start for 6 weeks for the Saints, I'd be petrified. But as the fourth guy, he's fine. Like, what do you want out of your fourth receiver?
I think I'll say two quick things about him. Number one, he's the best blocker of the group. He's the best receiving blocker they have. And so I think it's going to be tough to beat him.
It doesn't matter to fans, but it matters to the Saints.
Yeah, the coaches want that. So unless someone comes in and blocks better than him, he's not going to lose his job. So I expect him to come back. And with the size, I mean, he's never done a great job of using his size. But he gives an element in the red zone that even if he struggles catching balls and he's inconsistent, you know, there's just going to be games where if he's up against a 5'10 corner, that they want that matchup.
How many receivers do you think they'll keep on the roster? And does LSU Trayvon Doral have a shot?
I mean, I just think Doral is never the same player after his hamstring injury, and he needs to lose weight. So, I mean, unless something changes physically with him, I think he has no shot. So, I mean, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but he needs to lose weight, number one, and then prove after losing weight that he can kind of regain the speed he had before that horrific injury. One guy to look at for me is Corey Fuller. He's kind of a guy that's been in the NFL and has done it for the Lions, and he's a speedster. So he's a guy to keep an eye on. And then, you know, you've got a couple guys coming back, Tommy Lee Lewis, Jake Lampman.
Oh, I forgot about Tommy Lee Lewis.
And Jordan Williams-Lampert, those are guys, Williams-Lampert and Lampman are special teams guys too, so that might give him a chance. I think Tommy Lee Lewis might be on the outside looking in because the reason the Saints kind of liked him was special teams, and now that Ginn and Kamara are in the mix, I think that makes the odds for Tommy Lee even less because he can't help as a returner.
30 seconds, Andrew. I think you kind of sound like you like the receiving core maybe a little bit better without Cooks. Is that accurate?
Only because Kamara's on the roster. Yes. Kamara and Ginn will kind of mitigate the loss.
Interesting. All right, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.